This is Earth Notes, celebrating the harvest. There's not a lot left of Flagstaff's old farming tradition. It's a surprise to many living here today. But this community, at an elevation of 7,000 feet, with its short growing season, unpredictable moisture, and harsh winds, was a farming hub for some 80 years. In the 1880s, homesteaders started growing potatoes in the open prairies as high as 8,000 feet. They shipped out train car loads of spuds on the new Transcontinental Railroad. Farmers also raised wheat, oats, and barley. Some of it turned into livestock feed at a local mill. By the 1930s, pinto beans were the cash crop. The largest fields were in Doney Park and the Timberline area east of Flagstaff. All of it was dry farming, dependent on snowmelt and summer rains. Farmers would plant beans a foot deep to draw on soil moisture. In 1936, 3 million pounds of beans were harvested. At the peak, more than 12,000 acres were under cultivation around Flagstaff. But the 1950s changed all that, as Northern Arizona University graduate student Meredith Hartwell learned when she wrote a detailed historical study of Flagstaff farming. Drought came with new severity. Federal policies encouraged farmers to sell out. So did the construction of Glen Canyon Dam, which caused farms to make way for worker housing and staging sites for the dam. The pinto bean farms are gone for good, but new, smaller efforts to promote local agriculture are thriving as farmers and community gardeners develop the taste of home. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Arizona Raft Adventures and Southwest Wind Power. I'm Tristan Klum.